Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It's Monday the 8th of April and today's news story is about an amazing surgery which took place in the United States last week. But before we look at that, let's have a look at just a few key words from today's news story. Three words to look at. The first, hail. And that's a verb, H-A-I-L. Hail. Next, we have a noun, milestone, M-I-L-E-S-T-O-N-E. What is a milestone? And the other word is another noun, burden, B-U-R-D-E-N, burden. Okay, listen very carefully for those three words. We'll come back to them at the end to look at how I use them and what they mean. Okay, here is today's news story. On Saturday, March the 16th, surgeons from the Mass General Transplant Centre conducted a four-hour-long surgery to transplant a genetically edited pig kidney into a man with kidney disease. 2.5 weeks later, the 62-year-old patient was sent home, with scientists hailing it as a historic milestone in the field of transplantation. It is the first successful organ transplant from a genetically modified pig, with previous attempts having failed. Richard Rick Slayman of Weymouth, Massachusetts, required a kidney transplant after battling end-stage kidney disease. His doctors successfully transplanted the genetically edited pig kidney at Massachusetts General Hospital and say that his new kidney is functioning well and he is no longer on dialysis. Mr. Slayman described the feeling of being able to leave hospital as one of the happiest moments of his life. In a statement, he said, "I'm excited to resume spending time with my family, friends, and loved ones free from the burden of dialysis that has affected my quality of life for many years." Slayman did receive a human kidney transplant in 2018 from a deceased donor, but when it started to fail last year, doctors suggested a pig kidney transplant. He said, "I saw it not only as a way to help me, but a way to provide hope for thousands of people who need a transplant to survive." The kidney was modified by Cambridge-based pharmaceutical company eGenesis to remove harmful pig genes and add certain human genes to improve its compatibility with humans. Massachusetts General Hospital was also the first hospital to conduct a successful human organ transplant in 1954, also a kidney. Experts believe the successful transplant could provide a solution to the world's organ shortage. And that's today's news story. Okay, so it's quite remarkable what is possible these days in modern medicine. But did you hear the three words I gave you at the beginning? Let's look at hail and milestone. They came in the same sentence. Scientists hailing it as a historic milestone in the field of transplantation. So to hail is to publicly praise. And a milestone is an important event in the development of something. So they hail it as a historic milestone. And the other word I gave you was burden. This came in a quote from the patient, Mr. Slayman. He said, "I'm excited to resume spending time with my family, friends, and loved ones free from the burden of dialysis that has affected my quality of life for many years." So a burden is something difficult or unpleasant that you have to deal with. And those are the three key words, hopefully clear. If you'd like to read the full transcript of today's news story, that along with a video comprehension quiz, is available on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben to find out how you can join. I've left a link in the description of this episode. I'll be back with another new story on Wednesday.